You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and a plant which, of course, is very popular not just for its looks, but also for its capabilities, sunflowers. You may, in fact, if you're in Port Pirie, you may have noticed a bed of sunflowers to try and see their effect on lead in air exposure. They have a lot of uses. I'm joined by Jenny Dillon from Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Jenny, how's it going?
Oh, good, thank you.
So sunflowers are really quite a remarkable plant.
Oh, yes. You know, every time somebody mentions sunflowers, I think of the Van Gogh paintings. You know, they're just so glorious and vibrant and strong and exciting. And, you know, also, you know, they're mighty and majestic as well, you know, and I get excited. And now's the time to plant them, either as seeds or as seedling.
I guess because they do quite grow quite large, don't they?
Yes, well, you can get varieties now. Some of them, you know, like the giant ones, they can grow up as high as you know, planting them along the fence. You know, they'll poke over so people passing by can see, oh, sunflowers, how gorgeous, and, you know, get so much delight out of them. But you can also get dwarf varieties, and they only grow about half a metre tall. Because the problem with the giant ones is they can get top-heavy. Those flowers are big and heavy, and you have to stake them. But you can get smaller ones that only grow up to about half a metre. And they look still just as stunning, just those beautiful, bright, smiley flowers.
And I guess the taller they get, the more shade they'll be casting on other parts of your garden.
Yes. That's true. But, you know, they're not there for a long time. They're only annuals, so they're there for, if you plant them now, you'll have them flowering, you know, in November, you know, and you'll see them through to Christmas.
And you're talking about planting them in your garden, but do they work in pot plants as well?
Yes, they do. They work really well. And one of their requirements is that they have a really, really well-drained soil. So if your soil is a bit heavy, it doesn't drain well, it just keeps the moisture in there. Sunflowers don't like that. They like to be able to have dry feet, so to speak. That's their roots. So pots, absolutely. Get a good quality potting mix and they'll just look fabulous.
With sunflowers, of course, sunflower seeds are a very popular treat for birds, I guess. With sunflowers, do we see more wildlife popping into our yard for a snack?
Absolutely. You'll see bees, birds, everyone chirping away, having a little go at these things. And I've just noticed, you know, now that it's getting warmer and I'm still working from home because of the COVID business, birds are just going ballistic in the garden. And so anything that you plant that attracts birds and bees, I think, is just so exciting. It's just a beautiful chorus that you hear all day.
As I mentioned earlier, with sunflowers, they do have that extra ability to absorb the nasty stuff in the air. How does that all work?
Well, they've got qualities and they store the toxins. The thing is, they don't store the toxins in their roots like a lot of plants do, or a lot of plants store energy in their roots. The sunflowers and a few other flowers as well, they store all the toxins in their leaves and stems so that you don't have to dig out the plants, because, you know, to get access to the toxins, you know, and then remove it. They're there in the stems and leaves. And of course, we don't eat the stems and leaves. We only eat the seeds. But it was, you know, it was first tested, I think, on a large scale after the Chernobyl disaster in Russia, but most prolifically was after the Fukushima disaster in Japan. They just planted hundreds of thousands of sunflowers, and they helped. They didn't solve the problem of toxins in the soil, but they certainly helped. It went a long way to cleaning up the area that was contaminated.
It is amazing to think about, I guess, what natural remedies there are to huge man-made disasters like that.
Well, you know, a lot of medicine is based on natural remedies. You know, plants contain so many elements and minerals, and, you know, when we're taking our daily medication, whether it's for high blood pressure or even just a headache, it's based on what is grown in the natural world in plants. You know, there's a chemical they use for people who have transplants. And the basis of that particular chemical comes from, I think it's a pine that grows in Norway. And, you know, you can manufacture these elements and minerals in the laboratory, but the original source of the cure or the treatment comes from the plant world.
So with sunflowers, you said they don't like getting their roots too wet. What are some care tips for anyone looking to plant them now?
Well, if you plant them now, you can sow them as seeds directly into the soil or as seedlings. If you're going to do seeds, you just sort of pop them in the garden, the soil or the potting mix, cover it a bit, firm it down, and keep it watering for the next couple of weeks until they start germinating. And then you don't necessarily have to water all the time. Just water when it's really, really hot. But the most important thing is that once they start to produce shoots that you know are growing and you're seeing little tiny buds appearing on the stems, that's when you need to give them the food, because the food is really important. The fertilizer should contain potassium, and that will help you produce good, strong, big, healthy flowers. And do this every couple of weeks, and the potassium really does help generate the flowers. And you know, if you have a nitrogen based fertilizer, you'll just get leaves. So just make sure that you have a potassium based one.
Nice.
And then just, you know, let them rip. They'll just go. When they start to fade, you know, top them off, bring them inside and put them in a vase for a couple of days. But if you keep deheading them, they'll keep producing new flowers.
Well, that's handy. Well, Jenny, that was very interesting. Thanks for chatting today.
That's quite all right.
It was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast.